You're listening to the Rights Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Ethan Rowe, the starting defensive lineman, Swiss Army Knife for Rights Football, he will join us on WREF in breaking down the win against Bossy from last week, 58-0, and getting ready to play modern day. Also, head coach Corey Brunson, he'll do the same, recapping last week, getting ready for this week. Modern day week is always the thing that Rights Football fans have circled on their calendar, and it would be the thing that we have circled on our calendar as well. We can't wait for the game. We're so excited for this show on this Monday, talking about Rights Football on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Don't go anywhere.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Busch Light pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for Best Place to Karaoke and Sports Bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Kim Chanel Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
We're back on the Rights Football Show here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Head coach Corey Brunson is here on the ref and breaking down the largest margin of victory of the season. Wright's taking down Bossy 58-0 last week. Hey, coach, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
No problem. Good. It was good. Good Friday night, and obviously it's Modern Day week, so we're should be a fun, exciting week.
Yeah, we'll definitely get to Modern Day in a moment, but first I want to ask you about this Bossy game. Definitely felt like a get-right game for you guys after losing to Castle narrowly 28-25 a couple weeks ago, losing to Memorial last week, and that's a really good team. An opportunity to get back in the win column. What did that mean for your guys?
It was big. You know, it's you never know that how that week always goes. It's fall festival week, so there's a lot of distractions, and I think our kids had a good week of practice, and came out and played well. Sometimes Bossy week with all everything going on, sometimes we just mentally aren't there, and they came out and played and did a lot of things right.
Yeah, how'd the fall festival go for your kids? I'm sure you're just kind of, butting your fingernails and hoping that they don't eat the wrong things and do the wrong thing. So it seems like all went well on your side of town, because I know there are, to your point, a lot of distractions.
Yeah, definitely. Again, so we had a good week of practice. I thought they came focused, did a lot of things right. It was definitely a complete game. We did a little bit of everything right. And, I think Coach Mullins, he'll get them going. But, sometimes in practice, we can't do some things correct on air. So to go out and do it against an opponent and play well, is definitely pleased to see.
Yeah, Coach, I know you guys only threw the ball once. I know the quarterback has been a little bit up in the air for you guys all year. But then again, you only had to throw the ball once. The running game was on point. Take me through the offensive game plan against Bossy, 58 points. Clearly something went right on offense.
Yeah, we always want to try to establish the run early in the games, and we usually feel if we can get that going, that can set up the pass. But The old line did a great job, and you know why change what was working, and the run game was definitely working the other night, and did not want to change it up. So definitely Amir Wilford and Leighton King came in and ran the ball hard, and obviously the old, it takes the guys up front. The old line had some good holes, and they did a good job.
When you evaluate what the defense did, and again, pitching a shutout, that's no joke against anyone, but how would you evaluate how the defense actually played? Forget about the scoreboard and the actual plays you guys were making, the tackles that you were executing. Take me through the defense and what you saw.
I mean, the defense was flying around. You know, I think, Boston's had some injuries at the QB spot, so they kind of bounced around. So we kind of obviously we prepared them, but we also said we don't know what kind of look we'll get. And you know, we had some different things in our mind and prepared them. But we just, again, stress the guys, just know what your job is, know what your assignment is, what gap you got. And then they did a good job doing that. You know, sometimes you just didn't know what they were going to do. And they flew around, was flying around, hitting hard, and made some plays.
That's Corey Brunson, the head coach for Rice Football here on WREF and getting ready to play Mater Dei, recapping what happened last week against Bossy. So we'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. On the other side of this upcoming break, Ethan Rowe, a starting defensive lineman and a pseudo linebacker as well, star on special teams. He will join us right here on 97.7. Listen to theRAF.com and the WREF mobile app.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land. Back here on the Rights Football Show on 97.7, listen to theRAF.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Ethan Rowe, the starting defensive lineman for the Panthers, kind of a Swiss Army knife as well, is here on WREF and getting ready to play Mater Dei next week. Still coming off the high of a 58-0 win against Boston from last week. Hey, Ethan, really appreciate the time. How are we doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Really appreciate you doing this. And looking at where you guys are and how you guys are playing after this Boston game, how would you evaluate where the team is at towards the end of this year?
We're doing really well. Our defense has done good multiple weeks in a row, and our offense is starting to click.
At what point did you really start to feel like the offense is starting to click? Because I know that there is a lot going on by way of health. on the offensive side of the ball. And I do know that at times you play both ways, but for the most part, you're a defensive guy. So what's that like for you and kind of watching, not from afar, but slightly removed from the offense and trying to see them figure it out?
Well, they start to click towards the end of the Memorial game. I felt like they've been doing a lot better these last couple weeks.
No doubt, but it certainly helps when the defense is their backbone, and the defense certainly has been. You guys pitched a shutout against Boston. I know that they're still working on a lot of things on their offensive side, but you've been playing really well. You've been stopping the run. What's been the key to your success so far?
Just practicing hard every single week.
And the practices, I mean, what have they been like? Because this has been an up-and-down season for you guys. Again, a lot has gone wrong for Rice football by way of health, and it just seems like at the wrong time, the injury bug bites. So in practice midweek when the cameras aren't on, the lights aren't on, what's going on behind the scenes with you guys, and how does this team gel and operate behind the scenes?
Oh, everybody works every single week in practice. We don't take any reps off, just work hard, listen to the coaches.
What is modern day week like for Ethan Rowe? What do you do to get ready for this game? I know this is kind of the granddaddy of them all, rivalry game for you guys. So how does that feel for you, and how do you get ready for it?
Well, I just train like every other week. We need to win.
Obviously, this is that time of year where you do start to need to win, right? The sectional out. So when you guys are getting ready for the postseason, which is, again, right around the corner, what do you feel this team needs to accomplish before the end of the season, which is, of course, right around the corner? I mean the end of the regular season. What do you need to accomplish to get ready for that sectional?
We need to hit up more points on offense, and then defense – We need another shutout.
No doubt. That's Ethan Rowe here on WREF, starting defensive lineman, Swiss Army Knife for Rice football here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Hey, Ethan, really appreciate you taking the time, and well, good luck against Modern Day.
Thank you.
All right, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. Head coach Corey Brunson rejoins the program when we return on WREF.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Kim Schnell, Nunnemaker Insurance Agency is the go-to company for your insurance needs. Kim, how can you help with insurance?
I can assist you with all your needs, including auto, home, recreational vehicle, motorcycles, and much more. As an independent agency, we represent numerous companies that can fill all your insurance needs at a reasonable price with excellent coverage options.
Come on now, give her a call for a free estimate at 812-550-2409 or visit her office at 421 North St. Joe, just a block off historic Franklin Street.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for, so don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Leroy's Tavern, family owned and operated since 1970, proudly supporting all our local sports teams. Tons of great specials, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, $1 Bushlight pints, or our fabulous $9 lunch special Monday through Friday. 2023 People's Choice for Best Place to Karaoke and Sports Bar. Come watch the games with us. It's just like watching at home, but with better food and colder beer. Leroy's Tavern, located at 2659 Mount Vernon Avenue in Evansville.
Back here on WREF, it is the Wrights Football Show, and I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. Coach Brunson, the head coach for Wrights Football, is here on WREF. Of course, Coach, it's always a really important week when you guys get ready to play Mater Day. What is the feeling around the locker room on Mater Day week?
That's what I mean. It's always an exciting, fun week. I mean, again, I think it's a great, great game leading into the sectional tournament, the type of atmosphere. You know, again, it's a good lead-up game because obviously it's going to be a great atmosphere, a good crowd. It doesn't matter what the record is. It's going to be a good, hard football game. Should be an exciting week.
They've had trouble at the quarterback position as well. Tate Mallory out for the year, which means he's done for his career. I know you've seen him a fair amount because of how close you guys are by way of geography, and you guys play him every year, and he's been a really good player. For them, without Tate Mallory, what does their offense look like, and how does your defense prepare for a Mallory-less modern-day offense?
Well, I think they'll still do some similar things. I mean, obviously, losing Mallory is definitely a big loss. He's definitely definitely was up there for, you know, definitely player of the year, putting up those kind of numbers. A very good player. But the you know, they'll do a good job of figuring out things they do well. I mean, they can run the ball. They still throw the ball well. There's still a lot of things they do right that we got to be prepared to stop both the run and the pass. But defensively, always we stress our guys. We got to stop the run first and try and make them one dimensional, and hopefully we can do that.
Again, Corey Brunson is here on WREF, the head football coach over at Wrights, getting ready to play the arch-rival modern-day Wildcats. Now, Coach, I know that these two teams, you guys have had so many battles throughout the year, and of course, it's different every single season. So when you look at this version of modern-day, with them now being led by head coach Cody Hess, what's the difference, by your estimation, in the program now versus the program last year and the year before that and the year before that and the year before that when they were led by Coach Gable?
I kind of still think they do, you know, a lot of similar things. I mean, obviously Coach sprinkled his own stuff in there a little bit, but, you know, it's like, kind of like Wrights. It's a great tradition. You know, the kind of the same stuff, the same names are still over there. It's a lot of the same names you'll hear over at Wrights year in, year out, and same names you'll hear repeat over at Mater Dei. But, again, it doesn't matter what the record is. It should be a good game, and it's always a fun week because, again, you kind of grow up, players grow up playing with these guys, and, you know, down junior league playing on the same team, so they're kind of good friends playing against each other.
And both of these teams, your team and their team, coming off of pretty significant wins by margin, a 44-7 win against Harrison last week. So when I ask you about this team and this game in the context of where Mater Dei has been, because they did pummel Boston the same way that you guys did 2 weeks ago, coming off that big win against Harrison, what are they doing recently to put up results like that?
I think they've kind of got the run game back going. You know, up front, they're playing, blocking well. I think they've had some guys maybe early in the year's hurt. So I think they're, you know, exception of Mallory, but some of their linemen are back. So I think they're getting some of their up front guys back, and it's helping them become more physical offensively and defensively.
Again, that's the head coach for Wrights Football, Corey Brunson, here on WREF, getting ready for the Mater Dei game, which is always kind of the game of the year. We can't wait for it, Coach. Really appreciate you taking the time, and good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. We say farewell on the Wrights Football Show for this week, and remember, the full edition of this show will be archived on listentotheref.com. Thank you so much for listening.